Hello everyone, my name is Yoge Tokusaka, Zen Buddhist monk, beatboxer, hand pump player, and live looping artist. This podcast is about how we can apply Zen Buddhism concept or teachings into daily life to improve our quality of life. Today, I'd like to talk about how to improve our intestinal environment. So improving our intestinal environment is very important for our immune system. As I talked about immune system before, boosting our immune system is very important to protect from diseases, viruses. And eating fermented foods is very important to improve our intestinal environment. In Japan, we have traditional foods to improve our intestinal environment, such as umeboshi, it's a plum, and salty plum, and we have nukuzuke, which is fermented food. It's a nukuzuke is a pickling method using salted rice bran. And I've been making nukuzuke and eating every day, and which is very healthy. And I'm not sure if you can make it in your country, but just on Google nukuzuke, Japanese pickling method, so that maybe you can find how to make it. And umeboshi is also very good food, fermented food, which has very strong power to kill viruses, and it's also very healthy. And we have also fermented spices such as soy sauce and miso. And soy sauce and miso, they are also made from miso or soybean. And miso is actually soybean paste, which is also, of course, fermented. And soy sauce is also fermented soybean. Both the miso and soy sauce are very helpful if you buy a proper one. We traditionally having those spices as our traditional food, and we've been eating for a long time. Though recently, especially for younger people, don't eat those kind of foods. But in my idea, there are few people compared with other countries. In Japan, we have not so many people who died from the viruses. So some people say it's because of our food culture, and I think it actually does. It really helps. So food really helps our immune system, and I would like to say the food is very important to protect our health from diseases or viruses. So, what is your food culture in your country? Please leave some comments or give me some voice messages, and I'll be happy with that. On someday, someone asked me how people can call me. And my name is Yogetsu Akasaka, and in Japan, people usually call me Yogetsu-san, and san is a way to showing respect for people. So when we talk to someone who don't really know about it, or even if you know or someone will, so if you put san after someone's name, it'll be more polite. So you can just call me Yogetsu-san, or just call me Yogetsu, as English speaking people call me like that. So, or relevant Yogetsu Kusaka is the most polite way to call Buddhist monks. So if I go to temples or American Zen centers, people just call me Reverend Yogetsu Kusaka. It's also good for me. You can just call me Yogetsu or Yogetsu-san, whatever you want. And yes, so you can just leave me some voice messages and comment if you can, and I'll be happy with that. So thank you very much for listening to my podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day.